Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Shikari Jackson. It is January 6th, 2016, and here's a look at our top story.
Tonight, the RNC is now seriously considering impeachment proceedings against Barack Obama. The resolution drafted by the North American Law Center consists of 48 criminal charges. Meanwhile, Obama continues his plans for the largest gun grab in American history.
We can set it up so you can't unlock your phone unless you got the right fingerprint. Why can't we do the same thing for our guns?
Plus, a popular YouTube channel gets shut down by Google because of a pro-gun video. All that plus much more coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You don't have that much time to take away Americans' guns, declare martial law, and put hardworking Americans in FEMA camps. If you're going to do that, you better get started.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Recently, we've seen the president come out and say some very strong things about gun rights here in America, or a lack thereof. His desire, strong will to have gun rights, or I guess gun sense, I guess is what he's calling it, be a strong point of his administration before he leaves. And while it may sound reasonable to say that he wants things like smart guns and universal background checks, he always comes back and says it's for the children, right? It's always for the children. If we can stop one child from dying, this will all be worth it. But the thing that people often forget, or maybe you just don't even know, the president who's telling you all this one child stuff has the administration that gave guns to drug cartels in Mexico. The president who keeps saying one child has sent drones to blow up wedding parties in places like Yemen and Pakistan, has jets go overseas and blow up hospitals, who has CIA funding groups like Al-Qaeda, airdropping grenades to groups like ISIS. And he keeps saying the one child. Those are thousands of children who have died, including American citizens. Now, this one person isn't a child, but Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, killed by guns given to Mexican drug cartels during Operation Fast and Furious. When you watch his speech, when he listed out all those victims, you notice that he conveniently left out the name of Brian Terry because he doesn't want to bring attention to the actions that he's doing. And it's very troubling to me that he would want to disarm people. Meanwhile, he's standing in a room full of Secret Service, has snipers on the roofs when he goes places. And I'm not speculating. I've been to the White House. I've seen Obama here in Austin. I've seen him in Oregon. The guy has plenty of security, as you would expect a president would. Meanwhile, he's telling you that he wants you to have many more parameters between you and the legal, lawful purchase of your firearm. While he states that he is a constitutional lawyer and he knows a thing or two about the Second Amendment. Well, he should know that he is violating your Second Amendment by trying to push things such as universal background checks and also smart guns. Now, if you're a person and you say, hey, I want a smart gun in my house, I don't want to take the risk that my child or somebody will break into my home and steal my firearm, that's your business. In the United States of America, that's perfectly fine if you choose to do that. I'm saying if you try to mandate this for people across the board, that's where the problem lies. And now we see that people in the RNC are saying that they have a resolution that's being pushed by a West Michigan political blog. And they say it's simply they want you to reach out to your House of Representatives and tell them, hey, we want to impeach Obama. Now, whether or not you think impeachment is a good idea or not, I think basically if we could just get people to understand all the things that I just mentioned to you about this president, who wants to restrict or impede your right to bear arms, then I think everybody could get more on the same page. Because, yes, he'll come out here, and whether he cried or not, you know, a lot of people speculate. It's really not my issue. My issue is that he keeps coming out here and telling you about all these people who died because of firearms in this country. Meanwhile, if you look at the statistics that we'll get into later, more people die by suicides when it comes to firearms. You know, you got people who slip and fall in showers. You have people who die many, many different ways, but they keep coming after your firearms. And now we see Obama is teaming up with the UN once again, as he has done in the past. He says that he doesn't get his authority from Congress. He gets his authority from the United Nations. And they have the Strong Cities Network. And basically, they're going to get together with a bunch of different cities, and they're going to push a UN agenda to fight extremism. Now, on the surface, it may sound reasonable to get together and fight extremism. But once again, realize the United Nations has as their logo a giant gun that's tied into a knot. And it's not just because they want to ban guns, restrict your right to bear arms. It's just of all things, you know, they're going to ban your right to bear arms. So what's going to be next? If you have no means to defend yourself, what other rights will they quickly come in and swoop away from you? And I know we have issues with the police here abroad, you know, pretty much any place you can have various issues with the police. But the answer is not to federalize the police. The answer is not to go into the Strong Cities Network and have your police officers, your peace officers become a part of this United Nations agenda. It's just completely ridiculous and not something that we should fall for here in the United States of America. And now we have another article from John Whitehead. Things are getting scary. Global police, pre-crime in the war on domestic extremists. Now, once again, the Strong Cities say that they're going to target extremists. Well, let's take a minute and think about what an extremist is in their eyes. They view extremist law enforcement in many cases. You know, plenty of good law enforcement out there as well. Let me put that out there. But some of these groups, they say if you protest abortion, that's a act of domestic extremism. If you are concerned about the NSA listening to your phone calls, you're an extremist. If you should have nothing to hide, so you shouldn't mind if the NSA is listening in on your phone calls. It was a very funny skit. I can't remember. It's on one of those late night talk shows. And they were talking about Edward Snowden went about it the wrong way. He's trying to get people concerned about their rights and all these other things. If he came out and said that, hey, people are looking at your, you know, sexy pictures on Kik or looking at your sexting or all these other things, people are like, oh, NSA can see that? Like, yeah, they can see that. And they list you as a terrorist. Let's look at this article from Paul Joseph Watson back in 2010. Now, in this article, Watson documents all the things that could identify you as a domestic terrorist under the MIAC report. If you scroll down there, you can see a list of all the actions there. And starting with the list is supporting Congressman Ron Paul. If you support Congressman Ron Paul, they would list that as a act of suspicion under the MIAC report. And I'm just going to skip around here. There's so many, I can't talk about them all. But also owning gold, displaying historical U.S. flags, opposing abortion, which I mentioned earlier, being interested in animal rights. Now, this should concern many people. A lot of people like to go on YouTube. They watch funny dog and cat videos. If you're concerned about the well-being of your pet, you could be a domestic extremist. Also, defending the U.S. Constitution, my favorite, being bald. I'm not making this up. If you go to the MIAC report, they say if you are bald, you are a potential domestic terrorist. Let's continue. Being a nice guy. You know, some of those guys, he's a nice guy. You know, he comes out, you know, he maybe buys ice cream for the kids when the ice cream truck drives by. You're a potential domestic terrorist. Also wearing Levi blue jeans and looking like a normal person. I mean, this stuff is so broad that everybody falls under this umbrella in some way or another. Also renting cars. I mean, everybody in the United States qualifies for this stuff in some way, shape, or form. But you're a potential domestic terrorist. This is why you can't fall for all these databases. No fly, no gun buy list, because it's just so broad. You have kids being kicked off planes because they have the same name as a potential suspect. You can't push it all the way through and have people go through with these things. And this is a case in point why you need to have a quick access to your firearms. And this happened in Springfield. She said, gun rights saved my life. And this is a mother. She was out with her children and a man wielding a knife approached them. But luckily her husband had his pistol and scared the guy off. And, you know, once again, as I always say, this is no disrespect to police officers, but police officers cannot be there to protect you all the time. That's why you need to have the means to protect yourself. And once again, as we talk about these smart guns, let's say you get a smart pistol, right? You can't own a pistol unless you're 21. So a child would not be able to use a pistol without a parent present. With that said, I did a story a few years ago called Smart Guns Endanger Children. And this story was all about children in various states, various ages, all under age 18, who are not legally, lawfully able to own a firearm, but were home alone when an intruder broke in and they shot the intruder. There's a 12-year-old girl in Oklahoma, home alone. She goes and hides in the bathroom. The perpetrator wiggles the handle. She shoots the guy one time. He runs out the house. A 15-year-old boy in Houston was home with his little sister. Some guys tried to break into the back door. I guess he had been hunting with his father, knew how to use the AR-15, shot two bad guys, and, you know, they lived to tell the tale, the young boy and his sister. But they don't want to talk about anything like that. They just want to say that if you own a firearm, if you don't have it registered, if you don't do all these other things, you're a potential terrorist. Everybody needs to know who has a firearm in the United States of America. And when they do find out if you own a firearm, then they want to list you like a sex offender in places like New York, where they put in the publications your address and where you live. And meanwhile, I think it was Project Veritas. They went door to door to these publications who were listing people like sex offenders to say, hey, I got this nice gun-free zone sign. You want to stick it in your front yard? And they say, no. Why don't you want to put it in your front yard? Well, somebody might break in. You think somebody might break in your house if they know you don't have a firearm? It goes both ways. It's not just about making you register. It also shows the people who don't have firearms. That's the other end to that spectrum. Now, we talked about things that could have you listed as a potential domestic terrorist. Let's talk about the things that have you listed as mentally defective. And we see Americans skeptical of global warming can lose their gun rights due to an executive order. And this is a follow-up by Kit Daniels. He's been posting these quite frequently lately, talking about how psychologists are saying if you're skeptical of man-made climate change, you are potentially mentally ill. And it's a bunch of bull. And once again, I'm not debating that the climate changes. The climate has changed all throughout history. My deal is paying carbon taxes to private individuals and organizations like Al Gore is not going to help anything. It's like saying that if you're in the Old Testament, if you paid the Pharisees a bunch of money, the fire wouldn't have rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah. It's completely ridiculous. These guys are just doing another kind of witch doctor scheme to get your money and just screw you another way. Now, here's another guy who would be listed as mentally defective, a father who's concerned about his 10-year-old daughter being patted down by the TSA. A 10-year-old girl. Now, this is a perfect example. If you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't worry about it. Because they say, this guy, you go to the TSA, you should just let these people touch all over you, including your children, because she had a little 3-ounce Capri Sun or some type of juice beverage in her carry-on luggage, so they have to pat her down. Now, if you defy things like this, they would list you as having oppositional defiant disorder. This young man or this father and his daughter would be listed as mentally defective under these type of ridiculous laws. Now, as I mentioned earlier, they're saying that if you buy a firearm, you're more likely to kill yourself. People kill themselves every day. People commit suicide, they shoot themselves, they jump in front of trains and all types of things. And now we see the article from the New York Times, gun deaths are mostly suicides. Yeah, so we're supposed to ban something because somebody might kill themselves with it. People kill themselves with pills. You know, in Foxconn factories in China where they make iPods and iPads, they have suicide nets because people jump off the buildings. People die on accident every single day. Case in point, man falls to his death from a cliff after trying to take a selfie. You know what I mean? People die on purpose. They die on accident. Are you going to ban people from taking selfies? Of course not. That is ridiculous. Now, before we go into more special reports, we have this report from Leanne McAdoo about Hillary Clinton. Then stay tuned because later in our show, we'll have a special report from the rest of the crew detailing all manner of topics. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
In an otherwise softball interview with Chris Matthews, Hillary Clinton seemed a little bit rattled when she was asked to explain the difference between a Democrat and a socialist.
What's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?
Well,
is that a question you want to answer, or would you rather not?
Well, you know, you'd have to ask.
Well, see, I'm asking you. You're a Democrat. He's a socialist. Would you like somebody to call you a socialist? I wouldn't like somebody calling me a socialist.
But I'm not one.
Okay, well, what's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?
Last question. Well, I can tell you what I am. I am a progressive Democrat. I'm a progressive Democrat.
How's that different than a socialist?
Who likes to get things done and who believes that we are better off in this country when we're trying to solve problems together.
So this is the party's leading candidate. But Matthews was equally flustered last year when he asked the same question to the party's leading officer, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
What is the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? I used to think there was a big difference. What do you think it is?
The difference between
a Democrat like Hillary Clinton
the more
and a socialist like Bernie Sanders.
What's the difference between being a Democrat and being a Republican?
Well, what's the bigger difference? What's the big difference between a Democrat and a socialist? You're the chairman of the Democratic Party. Tell me the difference between you and a socialist.
The relevant debate that we'll be having over the course of this campaign is what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican?
So it's really difficult for them to explain the difference because there is no difference in the current contemporary Democratic Party. So since Bernie Sanders came on the scene introducing this term democratic socialism there into the mainstream, people are rightly confused. Here is the gist of it. This is socialism.
So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Great question.
Now, Margaret Thatcher famously said that the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. Now, socialists, they say they're characterized by common ownership and democratic control of the means of production. And of course, this means there has to be a big state there to divvy up all of these goodies to everyone equally, making sure that the very basic needs of society are being taken care of. Now, the Democrats, they also agree, you know, they want equality for all, rule by the majority, and they pretend to believe that nobody should be too rich, right? Unless you're Hillary Clinton or part of the ruling class. And they also believe in a big, and I do mean a very big government taking care of everyone. They want this huge welfare state and, of course, hoping that we're all going to need big government to take care of us. But presently, this ideology is being pushed through in a very totalitarian way via the Democratic Party. So it looks very much like the totalitarian socialist society of the Hunger Games. That movie does an excellent job kind of foreshadowing what that society would look like. But let's take a look at the website of the Democratic Socialists of America. This is what they have to say about the Democratic Party versus socialists. So the question is, aren't you a party that's in competition with the Democratic Party for votes and support? No, we are not a separate party. Like our friends and allies in the feminist, labor, civil rights, religious, and community organizing movements, many of us have been active in the Democratic Party. We work with those movements to strengthen the party's left wing. We hope that in some point in the future, in coalition with our allies, an alternative national party will be viable. For now, we'll continue to support progressives who have a real chance at winning elections, which usually means left-wing Democrats.
I am a progressive Democrat.
So what's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? Well, the answer is there isn't a real difference anymore, but no one wants to admit it.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Until we have a Congress that's in line with the majority of Americans, there are actions within my legal authority that we can take to help reduce gun violence and save more lives.
Roughly 1 year from now, Obama's stranglehold over the executive office of the U.S. government will end. Impeaching Obama now seems to many to be futile.
Is it not time for impeachment hearings against Obama?
The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything, I don't...
So don't make him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr, but I don't even say that. But the problem with the Republicans is they'll try and fix it. They'll try... Instead of... Get rid of it, and we can come up with a phenomenal plan.
But wouldn't impeaching a president that has toyed with the Constitution, with nothing to lose in the final days of his term, like a pyromaniac playing with gasoline and matches, send a stern message to future presidents? As a result of Watergate, the warning shot America fired after the comparatively minimal damage Richard Nixon did to the reputation of the White House seems to have been long forgotten, similar to the way the American people have all but given up on the U.S. Congress. Now congressional Republicans are promising to repeal Obamacare and defund Planned Parenthood for the sake of the overwhelming demands of their constituents. Of course, the bill will be sent to Obama's desk, where it will be vetoed, but the bill can't be amended by Democrats due to special rules attached to it by the Senate. And if there is any sanity left in American politics, a vote for veto override will be set for January 22nd. Led by Obama's new lapdog, Paul Ryan, it appears to be just another elaborate stunt to rejuvenate public support for a Congress that has earned itself an 82% disapproval rating, according to Gallup polls. While 318 million plus Americans sit and wait for Congress to get their snouts out of the corporate trough, wouldn't impeaching Obama send a clear message to the sycophantic takeover of Congress that we are coming for you next? Obama's staged gun grabbing is finally fueling long overdue impeachment talks. Now the Republican National Committee is to consider a resolution drafted for the impeachment of President Barack Obama. The resolution, which seems to have been drafted by the North American Law Center, is to be weighed up at a January 13th meeting of the RNC, reports Brandon Hall of West Michigan Politics blog. The document is titled Articles of Impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama. Article 2 of the resolution lists 19 examples of Obama's malfeasance, misconduct, and abuse of the Oval Office, including the IRS targeting of conservative organizations and bypassing Congress with the use of executive action on key issues. Article 3 of the resolution states that Obama has been aiding and abetting known enemies of the United States, citing the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and the Taliban, among others. RNC committee man Dave Ajma told the Daily Wire in an interview that he will introduce the resolution, which consists of 48 criminal charges in total. Ajma said, "The way it works is one House of Representatives member puts in impeachment articles for the House and it starts the process. Recently, we didn't own the House and the Senate, but Republicans do now. And the purpose of it really is we're a nation of laws and a separation of powers. The fact that we have to be reminded of that signals just how far gone the Republic truly is. And if impeachment rumblings barely put a bump in Obama's totalitarian path, legally all we have left is to send in the sergeant at arms in the Senate to slap the handcuffs onto President Obama." It's interesting how the Senate has now made that information unavailable to the general populace. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ridiculous, isn't it? A guy in a gorilla suit telling you to turn your guns in. Well, it's just as stupid for the UN at last month's climate conference in Paris to claim that Coco, the great gorilla, had come out in sign language calling for action on climate change. They taught the gorilla what sign language to show to then claim that it was geopolitically aware of what was going on in the world. A total fraud on the people. And you got to ask yourself, how would they have the nerve to sell it on TV and radio and print all over the world that gorilla wants action? You could claim a gorilla said, go eat at McDonald's or wear green shirts on Tuesday. I mean, obviously, most of us know this, but what does it say about our fellow humans that they've dumbed us down to this point? But why not? They tell us that polar bears are all dying and can't swim because the ice caps melted. The ice caps are the biggest they've ever been recorded. Polar bear numbers are up fivefold what they were in the 50s. They tell us penguins can't swim too. They're all dying. None of it's true. They go, look at icebergs. They're melting. The glaciers always melt. That happens every spring. So that's why we illustrated this with Coco. And it just shows how crazy things have gotten and how stupid they think we are.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work, it's not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this, that we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? When a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
But we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the army or the police.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
To say we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well. and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
Now we have some entries from our Make Fun of Hillary contest, and we will be announcing a winner very soon. But first, let's take a look at a video from Al Parker and his video, A Joke That Ain't Funny.
One of the ideas for a Hillary is the Wicked Witch of the West, with the faces of her many evil familiars grafted onto the bodies of the flying monkeys. I always found it interesting that Hillary and Billary seem to surround themselves with physically distorted, angry misanthropes such as Robert Reich, Donna Shalala, James Carville, and Madeleine Albright. The Clintons had apparently tapped into the psychology of physically repulsive people who were angry at the world with a thirst for political power to use as payback against the normals, like the Morlocks feeding on the Eloy in H.G. Wells' Time Machine. Or how about that creepy Star Trek episode where a bitter, rejected girlfriend takes over Captain Kirk's body so that she can be the captain of the Enterprise, like a bitter old Hillary having to use Bill Clinton as a front and beard for her own warped ambition. How about depicting her as the revenge-driven brain that wouldn't die? That old 1950s horror schlock classic about a woman whose scientist fiancé got into an auto accident that killed her body but left her head alive thanks to his scientific acumen. Naturally, being a dismembered head in a dish of blood is a rather unpleasant experience, so the bodiless woman becomes unhinged, using her hate-driven mental powers to control a brainless body that just happens to be laying around the lab to do mayhem. I thought this the perfect metaphor for her domineering relationship with the philandering, distracted Bill Clinton as she acted as shadow president. I began to craft the video for the contest, but something kept me from exploiting the idea of a funny Hillary. Alex, you have used comedy very effectively to cut pompous leftists down to size, but Hillary is something quite different. Can we really afford to laugh at the woman who started out her career as a crooked intern during the Watergate scandal, a senior citizen robbing crooked shyster in Whitewater, the woman who presided over the massive Clinton body count in Arkansas, the theft of the FBI files that adversely influenced politics for decades, not to mention the kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez, the bombing of the Serbs, the destruction of the Middle East and the Benghazi compound? Imagine using a charitable organization to pass government secrets and favors and in the process steal millions. This avaricious woman may just be the most despicable and dangerous figure in modern times.
That was a great video, Al. Now we go to Greg Cochran, who has a funny take on a game show.
Welcome to She Did What? I'm your host, Line of Sight. I'm here with
Tommy Swami.
Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, even though you're only a contestant, you still must buzz in, okay? All right, our subject today is Hillary Clinton, and our first topic is Travelgate. Are you ready?
Travelgate, I think so.
Okay, here we go. First question. How do you help a relative get a job at the White House Travelgate? Tommy!
I'd help them with a resume. I might give them a few pointers on how to present themselves at the job interview, and I'd write them a nice letter of recommendation.
Those are great answers, Tommy, but I'm sorry you're wrong. The actual answer is, no, you would bypass the whole process by having 7 employees and fired, and then you would discredit their boss by having him investigated by the FBI and the IRS. That's right, the FBI and the IRS. Tommy, tough one. Let's check your score after round one. What do we got? Oh, big goose egg so far, but that's a tough round. Let's move on to the next one. Okay, Tommy, next topic is Whitewater. Here we go. Okay. What do you do when your friend asks your law firm to handle their business for a shady ailing savings and loan? Tommy!
Well, because I have morals and standards and I'm a pretty honest guy, I probably wouldn't even take on the case, Linus.
That's a great answer. I'm sorry, Tommy, you're wrong. The actual answer is no, your greedy nature sees the money that can be made, but eventually you have to request the destruction of those files. Oh, that's a tough one, but we have another question on Whitewater. Let's get right to it. Here we go. What do you do when you find out that your friend and lawyer has just committed suicide? Tommy?
Oh, I would express my sorrow. I'd buy flowers for the funeral, and I might even write a eulogy to say at the funeral.
Oh, Tommy, I love your spirit. But actually, you're wrong. I'm sorry. The correct answer is no. You put your chief of staff in charge to raid Vince Foster's office before the police can get there and seal it. So, Tommy, let's check your score after this round. That's another tough one. Let's see what you got. Oh, still running to 0. Okay, let's move on to the next round. Okay, Tommy, our next topic is Benghazi. You ready?
I am.
Okay, here we go. After the assassination attempt of the British ambassador to Libya, what do you do when the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens, requests added security personnel from your State Department? Tommy?
I would immediately send reinforcements to make sure that American lives were protected.
You got a great spirit, Tommy, but I'm sorry you're wrong. The actual answer is no. You actually reduced the amount of security personnel 1 month before the Benghazi attacks. Let's move on. Our next question is still on Benghazi. Here we go. How do you respond to the loss of 4 innocent American lives in Benghazi? Tommy?
I would offer my condolences to their family, and I would express my gratitude for their services to America.
Tommy, your childlike innocence is really appealing, I have to tell you. But I'm sorry you're wrong. The true answer is no. Your blackened heart tells Congress, what difference at this point does it make? Oh, that's another tough round. Let's check your score at this point, Tommy. What do you got so far? Let's see.
And last, but certainly not least, we have Michael Dorman with his video, Hillary at Bilderberg.
Now, we the Bilderbergs have picked out the next U.S. president, Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary, you know you must prop up a facade, as if you have some supporters, and make it look like these elections actually matter.
Hola. ¿Cómo está usted?
Bien.
Oh, dime.
Madam Secretary, what are you doing?
I'm signing up illegal immigrants to vote for me.
That is against the law. We're going to have to report this.
Oh, no, you won't. You will get your union to back old Hillary, or I will see to it you Border Patrol don't carry a single sidearm. You'll have to fight off the drug cartels with sticks and stones.
You're the witch of Benghazi. You wouldn't do this to your fellow Americans, would you?
Quicker than you can say, fast and furious. Hola!
Hey, Hillary, what are you doing?
I'm re-registering dead Americans to vote for me.
Oh, how trendy. Will you sign your book for us? We actually read it.
We're the only ones who read it.
We're from the American Federation of Teachers.
Trendy teachers. We've been trying to email you.
Yeah, well, I've been deleting my emails lately.
We lobby for students, and we're really concerned about the national student loan debt. It's getting really out of control, and we're hoping you're not on the side of the big banks that won't let the students declare bankruptcy. So maybe you could just forgive all the student loan debt on these trendy kids, and then we won't have to back Bernie Sanders.
Feel the burn, baby.
Now you listen here, you two queens. You will get your debt slaves to back old Hillary, or I will jam their butts with a compound variable interest rate that will turn their debt from thousands to millions.
What about the students?
You wouldn't abandon anyone like that, would you?
Just ask Ambassador Stevens.
Well, I feel butthurt.
Yeah, I think I can get some supporters.
Good. And Hillary, we have chosen your vice president.
Who? Who is it?
Hillary, what difference does it make?
And that's the end of our segment. But stay tuned, because coming up after this break, we have a replay of David Icke and the Alex Jones Radio Show. You don't want to miss it.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't you see, folks, they're going after all of our rights. Illegal spying, saying we don't have medical rights. It's happening. I want to play these clips that go to David Icke because it sets the table for everything that's happening. Obama, let's go back to April of 2013 when he said this. He's not a dictator. Here it is.
You hear some of these quotes. I need a gun to protect myself from the government. We can't do background checks because the government's going to come take my guns away. Well, the government's us.
Oh, really?
The
foreign insurance companies that wrote Obamacare?
You. They are elected by you. I am elected by you. I am constrained as they are constrained by a system that our founders put in place. This is a government of and by and for the people. And so surely we can have a debate that's not based on
the notion somehow that your elected representatives are trying to do something to you other than potentially prevent another group of families from grieving the way the families of Aurora or Newtown or Columbine have grieved.
All right, so he's constrained by the system our founders put in place. He's not a dictator. Fast forward 2 years, and he says, we can't wait for Congress to get in line with me on gun control. So he's admitting he's violating the system. He's violating the law. Here it is.
Now, I want to be clear. Congress still needs to act. The folks in this room will not rest until Congress does.
You just don't want to act as a dictator alone. You want them to certify it. But if they won't, you'll just be naked and do it.
Because once Congress gets on board with common sense gun safety measures, we can reduce gun violence a whole lot more.
Like it did in Chicago, made it the worst in the world. Or Mexico.
But we also can't wait.
Oh, you can't wait? Oh, okay.
Until we have a Congress that's in line with the majority of Americans,
oh,
there are actions within my legal authority that we can take to help reduce gun violence to save more lives. Actions that protect our rights and our kids. After Sandy Hook, Joe and I worked together with our teams, and we put forward a whole series of executive actions to try to tighten up the existing rules and systems that we had in place.
Okay. And there are some executive actions you could argue they could do, but these are national registration, not letting you transfer weapons, making a biometrics on them and micro-stamping that bankrupts everything and doesn't work. And saying we can just put you on a mental health list or a no-fly list and then a no-gun-buy list, just like David Icke. Oh, David, you can't fly to Canada. You can't fly to Australia because you write books about a world government coming. But now the Pope announces world government. Now they openly announce they want war with Russia. Everything David Icke's basically been writing about is now unfolding. So they've got a problem, David. I guess now they just need to shut us up. You've been doing this 20-plus years. I've been doing it 20 years. You longer than I. I mean, wow. It is really happening. You said 2016 would be all hell break loose. You wrote that 10 years ago. But you said that would be the beginning of the end of their system. Do you still stand by that? Because, I mean, I certainly hope you're right. It's the beginning of the end. You've been proven right in your predictions. I just hope your latter predictions are right as well, David Icke.
Well, Alex, you'll have to forgive me. First of all, I'm not feeling too good because I'm suffering from oppositional defiant disorder. Apparently, it's catching. And we are facing, I would suggest, 3 years that will decide which way this goes. I think 2016, 2017, and 2018 are going to be pivotal years in deciding where this world goes. Because if we allow the system to go on, the agenda to go on unchecked, then by the end of 2018, 2019, we're going to be looking at something that's going to be very difficult to turn around. But if we start to awaken, and the great news, Alex, is that in greater and greater numbers, people are beginning to reassess the world and reassess themselves and reassess life. And what's giving me tremendous encouragement is where these people are coming from. They're coming from within the system now. That's my personal experience anyway. They're people who would never have questioned anything before. And then suddenly they're looking at it, and concepts that would have been totally alien to them a very short time ago are now starting to make sense. And, you know, I said many years ago, there's going to come a time when this agenda is going to have to break the surface. For people would not believe how long this has been going on. This is not a modern thing. This has been going on generation after generation after generation, as the ground has been prepared for this global fascist Orwellian state. And in that period, it's been able to stay under the radar. It's been able to manipulate in the shadows. It's been able to get things ready to be played out in the public arena. But of course, if you are going to actually make your world happen, then at some point you have got to start playing those things out from the shadows into the public arena where we can see them. And that's where we are now. Now, that shows that the agenda has moved on, but there's another aspect to this. This is a very, very dangerous time for the agenda and those behind it because they can't hide anymore. It's in your face and it's impacting on people's lives. And what we need to do in this alternative independent arena is to redouble our efforts to present to the widest possible audience another narrative, another explanation of world events, which challenge the random presentation of it's all random events and show how it all fits together. Show how 9/11 and what's happening in Syria, gun control laws and mass immigration out of the Middle East into Europe is all connected. They're all dominoes in the same line. And when people take the trouble to read or listen to this narrative, as I know from personal experience, it makes far more sense of the world than that it's all a random accident and
And David, it goes further than that now.
It's happening by chance.
It goes further, as you know. Brzezinski writes books. Kissinger writes books. The White House science czar writes books. The head of the Kissinger group writes books. They write books and admit, okay, there are too many of you. Okay, we are putting stuff in the water. Okay, we are going to merge with machines and become gods. Okay, we are trying to create black holes and play God at CERN. I mean, what's crazy is they've gone from denying it, where I've had the host of, you know, ABC News here and Nightline, and I show him six or seven clips of world leaders calling for world government just 5 years ago, and he looks at me and he goes, that's a different world government than the one you're talking about. To now they go, yes, world government's here. It's run by private banks, but still you're a kook and you're bad, and you need to be arrested. I mean, it's so bizarre to see how many people are awakening, including world leaders and people and very prominent folks and people in the system. As you said, that's what I'm seeing, in the system of all places, but then the general public, large swaths, like, get off on it and want to join with it, even though it hurts them. It's like they're nihilistic and are in a trance, like lemmings running off a cliff. It's quite a paradox.
Well, you know, I've just got a new book that's just come out. It's called Phantom Self, and the subtitle is "And How to Find the Real One." And what I show there is the scale of programming, perception programming, that starts when you leave the womb. So by the time you get into the adult world, if you have not opened your mind to see beyond the norms you've been programmed to accept is reality, then the only fix, the only way that you can understand the world is on the basis of the perception programming that you've, well, it's literally downloaded.
And that's it for our show tonight. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again on our next broadcast.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.